Hi, this is Gary Holt, and welcome to Equestrian Legacy Radio. Equestrian Legacy Radio comes to you every Thursday at noon Central Standard Time, and we have conversations about the Tennessee Walking Horse and activities there. But our shows are designed to be of interest to people regardless of your breed, and so we hope you enjoy the programming that we have for you each week at noon on Equestrian Legacy Radio. I'm really excited today about the program that we have lined up for you. It's all about kids and horses, and it just doesn't get any better than that. And so I'm very pleased to have three special guests with us today, Mr. Ernie Brubaker, Joyce Moyer, who is the Vice President of Marketing for the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association, and Miss Linda Starnes, who has been involved with various committees with TWEBA for years and very knowledgeable. So, folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Gary.
We're glad to have you here. One of the things that I think will be of interest to our listeners to learn about is a program that many folks may not be aware of, and that is a program that's called Just Say Woe to Drinking and Drugs, and
bad decisions.
So Ranger T. Walker has kind of been the featured representative for the Just Say Woe program with his sidekick Ernie Brubaker. And Ernie, let me ask you to tell us just a little bit about what the Just Say Woe program is, and tell us how it got started.
Well, about a year and a half ago, Linda and Larry Starnes, Chris Coffey, and myself had gotten together per a conversation with our chief deputy out of Bedford County, Tennessee, to talk about a potential drug awareness program to go along with the DARE program that's being used in schools. We wanted to put a spin to it using the horse as a kind of a guide to the kids to relate to. So sitting down with the DARE program pamphlet we had, we cut and pasted, did some preliminary artwork ourselves, and come up with a activity book. Upon getting a cut and pasted activity book together, Linda and Joyce and so forth talked with Larry Lohman, which is a longtime member of TWEBA. And Larry was gracious enough to do the physical artwork that we have today for our activity book. So basically, we've actually brought it online a year ago in May. So we started January of 12 putting this together, and here we are today passing out activity books, glow-in-the-dark bracelets, trading card pictures of Ranger and myself to youngsters in schools and 4-H and anywhere where we can get and talk with kids about drug awareness and making good decisions throughout their early life.
Well, that's great, and I've seen the activity book. It's a fun book, and if I'm not mistaken, that can be downloaded from the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association website.
That is correct.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, and that is
www.twhbea.com.
All right, very good, very good. Well, I'd encourage people to take a look at that book, print it off, and I'm going to print some for my granddaughters, so they'll enjoy that book. Ernie, how many schools and different venues do you think you've participated in the last year and a half?
Well, a number of schools in Bedford County, Tennessee. Linda has been going exclusively in the Kentucky area. We've done several things together, Linda and Larry, myself and Joyce, throughout the last year. I guess we started, January of this year, or February this year, we were up in Lexington for the Kentucky Roundup. Then we had an activity, EMA Day in Bedford County, Tennessee, where we had youngsters come by looking at fire equipment, et cetera. And then from there we went to the
Southern Horse Bonanza.
Yes, Southern Horse Bonanza in Murfreesboro, and then up to Columbus, Ohio for the Equine Affair in April. But we've done a number of schools and talked with a lot of different organizations regarding this program, you know, this last year.
If how do you get in touch with the schools, or how can they get in touch with you if they'd like to have you and Ranger show up for a session?
Basically, we can go through TWEVA directly at the number at the TWEVA office, which I don't have that handy with me right now.
931-359-1574.
Thank you, right. Linda. Or my cell phone is 931-205-9471. That would be in the Tennessee area. Linda, what about Kentucky?
In Kentucky, the schools themselves can kind of figure out their own program if they wish, or they can call me at 270-597-6136, and each school can kind of have their own spin on things because each school kind of has something different, or if you've got a church and vacation Bible school or a 4-H horse club or a 4-H club, period, they all need to just say woe to drinking, drugs, and bad decisions.
We might want to mention also, Ernie, that for those of us that are farther away, like I'm from Ohio, that for the day we deputize one of our horses and take them, and they get to be the deputy of Ranger T. Walker for the day. So we are not limited if we are outside of Ernie's or Linda's special area. I've been all the way to Wisconsin, Missouri, and Ohio, and, you know, we can go wherever we want to. We've got some neat little vests that we wear that you get to if you're deputized for the day, and then you can get kind of creative and take your dog. I took my Aussie, even though in the book it's a German Shepherd, I put a bandana around her neck, and she was danger dog. I told her the chicken couldn't make it for the day because she was busy laying eggs, but she came back with it shortly. So,
well,
you know, you can kind of get creative.
Yeah, well, I saw a photograph, I think, from the Ohio event where you had
chicken wing.
And,
yeah, we had a hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
And chicken wing and danger dog, I think, at one time were on top of Ranger T. Walker's head, if I recall correctly.
Right, we put him up there.
Yeah.
Well, and Joyce, I'm glad that you brought that up about being able to deputize and do this in other areas, because our listeners are all across the country, in addition to several foreign countries. And so if we have folks that are interested in developing a program like this in their area, what do they need to do?
If they get a hold of me, Joyce Moyer at the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association, I will walk them through individually exactly what we can do to help them.
Okay, so your email address there would be what?
Probably me at home might be better. Joyce Moyer at JoyceMoyer at the, now this is the only tricky part, Waves, W-A-V as in vase, Z as in zebra, .com, thewaves.com. And I will answer you directly what we can do to help.
All right, that's great, because I know that it's a great program. It looks like it's a lot of fun and also very effective. So I'll put your contact information on our website, and that's equestrianlegacy.net. And so people can go there to contact you, all three of you. And
right,
of course,
and I am starnstables@gmail.com if they want to have different ideas on the school system aspect, because I work as a team with our school system, so I can just kind of give them the steps that we used that were helpful to us. But again, it can just be kind of designed whatever you all or whatever that system needs.
Right. Yeah. I think the other thing that we need to bring out is that Linda has designed a song to the tune of If You're Happy and You Know It.
I have.
And I'm not going to ask her, and the three of us are not going to volunteer to sing it, but you can just go with it. We'll get you a copy of it. It's very easy to pick it up. And I have adults, kids, everybody jumping right in and clapping their hands and stomping their feet and just say whoa.
Well, actually, I was going to ask Linda to sing it, but I won't.
I can do it.
Well, go ahead.
Well, are you all ready? You got to help me clap your hands. So, all right, if you just say "Whoa" to drink and clap your hands. If you just say "Whoa" to drink and clap your hands. If you just say "Whoa" to drink and then you're doing the right thinking. If you just say "Whoa" to drink and clap your hands, clap, clap. If you just say "Whoa" to drugs, stomp your feet, stomp drugs. If you just say "Whoa" to drugs, stomp your feet, stomp drugs. If you just say "Whoa" to drugs, then you won't grow up to be a thug. If you just say "Whoa" to drugs, stomp your feet, stomp drugs. If you want to make good choices, just say "Whoa," just say "Whoa." If you want to make good choices, just say "Whoa," just say "Whoa." If you want to make good choices, then we'll all raise up our voices. If you want to make good choices, just say "Whoa," just say "Whoa." If you're Ranger T. Walker's friend, do all three. Clap, clap, stomp, drugs. Just say "Whoa." If you're Ranger T. Walker's friend, do all three. Clap, clap, stomp, drugs.
Just say "Whoa."
If you're Ranger T. Walker's friend, from beginning to the end. If you're Ranger T. Walker's friend, do all three. Clap, clap, stomp, drugs. Just say "Whoa."
Just say "Whoa." We've got a deviation on one of the verses of Linda's. I had a group come up to, "Then you won't grow up to be a thug." They said, instead you could say, "You just give your horse a hug."
So whichever way
they want to. They can even change the song around. It's just to try to help kids get involved and try to make a different choice in life than going down the wrong road.
And when we were at the horse expo up there in Ohio, kids really got involved singing. They had a good time.
And
well, that's great. That is great. Well, I think that Linda, you have a spot on The Voice maybe for next season. So
not so.
I think they're calling now, aren't they? I'm going to hear
right.
Yes.
Oh gosh. Well, that's great. Let me ask you. I know that when you are out visiting with these schools and 4-H groups and at the equine affairs and the other areas that you're presenting this program. And Linda, let me address this question to you. What kind of response are you getting from the kids? And is there a special story maybe that hit home to you at any of the events that you've been to?
Well, I guess one of our first events was the celebration last year, and it was kind of like our first outing, and we had a pledge to sign, and I was asking the little girl, I don't know how old she was, but I said, you know, if there's somebody that would really care about you and would care whether you did the wrong thing or the right thing, and if you stayed away from drugs, who would that be? And she said, well, this person, and she wrote the name down, and it was her grandmother. And her grandmother was with her, and she about cried.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, and I think, you know, that girl knowing that her grandmother cared that much, it might work. It might be the ticket.
It does work. You know, we meet a lot of kids, and if we can touch one or two that might be going down the wrong path, to get them on the straight and narrow and follow the way that we would hope they would go, it just takes one or two to make our day. It really does. We like to touch them all, but, you know, some you just can't get to. But one or two would really make our day. And I've talked this up all over the community. I'm in Central Florida right now and talking to a gentleman I'm working for on a project, and he's very interested in getting OPD, Orlando Police Department, involved with it as well. So we're going out, and I represent the law enforcement aspect when I go out and doing this program. I'm a reserve deputy with Bedford County, Tennessee Sheriff's Department, and when I go out, I talk as a law officer, but we're talking to all age frames, you know, from kindergarten through high school and even into the adult area. You know, they're all, you know, some of these folks I've talked to are really interested in getting this gone. So this is not a program specifically for the Tennessee Walking Horse. It's for all horse breeds. It's for any organization.
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement is a big thing. That's how we kind of got our start with some funding, which we can talk about a bit later. But any organization where there's kids involved is a great thing. You know, Boys and Girls Clubs, 4-H, church programs, You know, it just goes on and on and on. So,
yeah, I think it'd be great for the Big Brothers and Big Sister programs to get involved in
absolutely.
Something like this as well. So let me mention this. This is a call-in show. So if you'd like to call in and ask questions or leave comments, or if you'd like to compliment Linda on her rendition of Just Say Whoa, the number that you can call is 213-943-3396. 213-943-3396. So we'd love to have you call in and join our conversation this afternoon as we're visiting with these folks and talking about kids and horses. And I guess if anybody out there would like to invite Ranger T. Walker and Ernie to show up, you could call in and invite him now. So give us a call.
Please do.
Love to hear from you.
And his next big outing besides the Lynchburg Parade will be at Briarfest in Lexington, Kentucky on July 18th, 19th, and 20th. So if they are 19th, 20th, and 21st. So if they want to come to the horse park in Lexington next month, they can come by and say hello to Ranger T. Walker and Deputy Ernie Brubaker.
And Gary,
yeah,
we'd like to thank the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association for the money that is funding up to this point the glow-in-the-dark
bracelet.
Yeah, try to say that three times. Anyway, and then also the activity books. Of the 7,000 that we originally created, we're down to, what, Linda, about 200 of them left. And And we do need funding. So if you would like to take it as a charitable contribution, you can give it through the Tennessee Walking Horse Foundation, and I could answer questions on that individually, or if you just want to make a donation out of the kindness of your heart to TWEVA, we will definitely designate it for this special project. We do need funding. It does cost to do this, and we appreciate any and all help we could get.
Well,
if we
could
get some large I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
No, that's all right. I was just going to say that that these types of programs are very worthwhile, and I'm sure that people out in the community would be willing to help fund as they could. It'd be a good program for some of the civic clubs to get involved in as well.
Absolutely.
To bring that to their community. So you started to say, Ernie, I guess that if there were some corporate sponsors that would be interested.
That is correct. Corporate sponsors would be, I mean, that's something that we can get their name on our activity book when it's printed. What we have right now, we've got several law enforcement agencies as well as one large, Linda and Joyce got this last May or June, whatever it was, last May probably. Manapro was a big supporter. So law enforcement can take their monies out of their drug funds that they get and utilize it for education, which this is an educational program. So that's a way that they can law enforcement can get involved with the program.
Yeah,
well,
we really want to say thank you to Manapro because they gave us
absolutely.
A nice chunk of money. I'm reading off the back of the book. TWEBA is a sponsor, the Tennessee Walking Horse Youth Association, Bedford County, Sheriff's Patrol, the historic city of Franklin, and then we'd also want to thank the Franklin Police Department. So those are ones that are already printed on our book, and we will be adding those as we go along.
Well, that's great. And again, because we have listeners across the country, if there are any people that are listening that would like to get involved or know some organizations that would like to become involved with the Just Say Whoa program, you can contact the Breeders Association, and their website is twhbea.com, and contact information would be available there as well. Ernie, where are you headed next? I know you're headed to Lexington to Briarfest, but where's your next stop?
Lynchburg, Tennessee, home of Jack Daniels. There's a Founders Day parade.
Oh, good.
Saturday that I'm invited to. I'll be carrying the American flag and leading the parade off Saturday noontime.
Well, great. I guess Brown-Forman could be a sponsor for us, couldn't they?
They could.
They could.
They want people to make responsible decisions.
That's right. That is right.
We'll be at the versatility show then too, Gary, in July, carrying a flag. Potentially too, we may have a law enforcement type of scenario where we have obstacle challenges. We're trying to put that together too. So we will be in the midst of that.
Well, that's great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, listen, Ernie, I appreciate you taking the time out today to join us on our call. I know that you've got activities and obligations in Florida, and I appreciate so much you taking the time to give us a call. And we look forward to seeing Ranger T. Walker soon at a venue near us, and Ernie. And so thanks so much for joining us on the call.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gary. Take care and have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye now.
Ranger T. Walker and Ernie Brubaker and Just Say Whoa. So be sure to contact TWHBEA.com, the folks at the Breeders Association, if you'd like more information. And again, I'll put contact information for Ernie and Joyce and Linda on our website as well, if you'd like to be able to get in touch with them to carry on a program like that in your area, whether it's here in the U.S. or in some of our foreign countries. So appreciate Ernie taking the time to join us on that. Joyce, tell us a little bit about your involvement and how you got started in horses and walking horses in particular.
Well, I'm from Northern Ohio, Castalia, right by the famed Cedar Point in Lake Erie. And I grew up with a Shetland pony that deposited me as many times as she could, so I learned to stand. And then I had the wonderful experience of owning a quarter horse all the way through 10 years of 4-H. And then after breaking my tailbone, had to make a decision to either stop riding entirely or find a breed that I didn't bounce. And
gotcha.
Our veterinarian's wife introduced me to the Tennessee Walking Horse. And so since 1988, I've been a lifetime member ever since. I've served 5 times on the executive committee and in the area of marketing and in youth. So my heart is helping kids, and it, like this book says, make the right decisions. The pledge itself says, be smart, just say whoa. And then they put I, they print their name, pledge to make the right choice to just say whoa to drinking, drugs, and bad decisions, and then they sign their name. And there's a commitment there. There's a commitment each one of us makes in life as to which direction that we would like to go. I own a farm here in Northern Ohio. We raise, breed, train, and show about 50 Tennessee walking horses, so I'm very committed to the breed. Sherry Zooks brought me into it. I tell her when I make decisions or make statements she doesn't agree with, she has to deal with it because she brought me into it. But anyway, I think that it's the most powerful decision I've ever made in my life, because no matter what happens in the world, in the church, in your home, in your family, it seems like your horse understands. And when you can wrap your arms around that horse and cry or laugh or cheer, my woo is what I'm known for. But anyway, I think that that's so important. And I have, people will let us down, but horses don't let us down. They're still the same. And the Tennessee Walking Horse is extremely awesome. They're brilliant. They carry their head high. They're a proud horse, and they're a forgiving horse, maybe sometimes too much so. But, you know, they're a horse that when you look at, you want to own one, just of their countenance, how they portray themselves and their babies with their natural gait and our trail horses. We've got all different parts of the industry, all different divisions. We used to have the slogan, you've got the sport, we've got the horse. And that has taken a much deeper meaning as we've added cowboy mounted shooting and team penning, and we've added the obstacle courses with equine agility, and our dressage has just blown with the Western dressage has gone huge. So our horses are very versatile. We've got people representing us in every one of these areas that are doing very well. I mean, I think of Tracy Pinson and all the things that she has done with the endurance riding and with her obstacles. And we have the horse. It's just the bottom line. You've got the sport, we've got the horse.
Well, I like that. Last week we had Keith Keeper on, who competes in the endurance riding, and they actually have a gated endurance group that participates in that, and we may talk a little bit more about some of the programs that TWIBA has for the different disciplines of horse. While we're talking about marketing, Joyce, let me ask you this. I know that for years you did a genius day at your farm. And I was just going to ask how that got started, and of course that's certainly marketing the horse. So how did it start for you? It started
20 years ago. I had a stallion that was a three-time world champion. As I mentioned, Sherry Zook, she had trained him and ridden him to his world championships. I was able to purchase him with my parents' help, which they would bring people to visit at the farm and say this was their horse because they funded me. So anyway, we had fun with that. But Genius Day was designed to introduce Tennessee walking horses to this area. I have had in excess of 500 or 600 people within a 2 or 3 hour period here. We rent grandstands. I bring in Linda and Larry Starnes. Linda is phenomenal in Pirelli and holding a crowd's interest when she can do things and present a flag bareback and no bridle. And, you know, Linda can do anything on horseback. She is without equal, and I would say that. She's been here many, many times, and everybody wants to know when we're going to have a get-together. Are Linda and Larry coming? Because Larry is the other part of Linda, and you have to say them both together. But anyway,
14.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the most important part about Genius Day is we give God the credit, because he is the head of my household, my home, my farm, and my heart. And he is the one that's enabled me to have these awesome horses and to share them with others. And at the climax of every Genius Day, we give away free rides to, we call it children of all ages. I will make a note there that Paul Zooks at the all ages category has often ridden at that point. Maybe Sherry doesn't let him ride often enough. But anyway. But we are able to share our magnificent horse with 200 or 300 people at a time that would never maybe have gotten to experience the gait of a walking horse had it not been for Genius Day. So that gives you just a little brief sum up. And, of course, anyone that attends is automatically a genius.
I'll tell you, too, though, Joyce has brought people from all over everywhere into Ohio, and I would have never dreamed there were that many people interested in Tennessee walking horses in Ohio. Had I not experienced Genius Day, it's been one of the most fun things I've ever been involved with.
Well, that's great. Well, Linda, let me ask you. I mean, we know now that you're a singer, but tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in horses and walking horses and your activities.
For some reason, I don't know. I've always wanted to have a horse, and I grew up as an Air Force brat, and we didn't have access to them, but I would always ride whatever was around. My mother swears it was because monsoons came into the Air Force Base, Clark Air Force Base, when she was in fall with me, and all they got to watch were Westerns. So she swears that's where I got my love of horses. But my dad was killed in Vietnam in 1968, and so we moved back to her hometown in Berksville, Kentucky, and met up with Owsley Young, who was training Tennessee walking horses. And he found me my first pony, and his daughter and me, we would ride all over Cumberland County. But he would also take me and his daughter to horse shows, and they were walking horse shows. So he also decided I could go to the celebration in 1970 and just see it. So I just got in love with the breed because of his love for the horses. And when I got my first pony, and my first horse was a Tennessee walking horse in 1973, and I've pretty much had walking horses ever since. It's like Joyce said, you can cry into their necks if you need to. You can be happy if you need to. It's the horse for me.
Well, that's great. You know, it's amazing when I talk to folks that are guests on the show and ask them a little bit about their background and how they got started. So far, most of the guests have started as kids with a pony. And, and then they may have gone through one breed or the other.
A cotton pony that tried to kill them, I'm sure.
I think I'm an exception to the rule. My dad had American Saddlebreds, and then in 1957 got walking horses. So I virtually grew up with Tennessee walking horses, although I've owned a few other breeds over the years. But the Tennessee walking horse has always been my horse of preference and still is today.
Well, I'm going tonight to Shelbyville, Kentucky, to watch my niece show her saddlebred. So I love all breeds, but walking horses are it for me. But I'm going to go to a big saddlebred horse show tonight.
You know,
well,
Gary, going back to the beginning of the Just Say Whoa, we really need to express that even though that we started it in the Tennessee Walking Horse, we are more than the book is not specific to say this is a walking horse. Larry Lohman's done such a fantastic job. I mean, he's got a horse painting on an easel. He's got a horse sticking his head out of a door. This could be any breed. So it's
and
great.
Really, the UPHA, I mean, the United Professional Horsemen Association, they actually did have a Just Say Whoa program that I got involved with for a while they had it. Now, they've, you know, they didn't get to keep it forever, I guess because of the funding, whatever. But, I mean, I was involved with their Just Say Whoa program, and it was designed out of the saddlebred organization trying to help those kids at horse shows.
Right,
good.
Right. Well, again, we have listeners to the show that have all breeds of horses, and although we promote the Tennessee Walking Horse, the programs that we bring to people are designed to include any type of breed horse, and we hope we accomplish that with our programming. Let's talk a little bit about the marketing. We talked a little bit about the Genius Day that you have, Joyce, but where do we market? How do we market this breed?
We are an international organization. So we have horses in Canada. We have horses in – you hate to even start listing them, don't you, because they're all over everywhere. We've got them in Europe. We've got – one of our executive directors is from Germany. So we are now an international horse, and I'm working very hard on getting the first Tennessee walking horses into Chile, South America, by the end of the year. So we are
great.
We're growing very quickly because we are an ideal horse for autistic children, for special needs adults, because of our gait. It so closely simulates a person's normal walking gait or speed. It is so good for rehabilitation. And our horses tend to adapt very, very quickly to the needs of the rider. I don't understand how they do that. Only God knows. But a horse that may surprise you that will be so perfect for a child and go so slowly and so carefully, and then one of us get on and they're like full of vim, vigor, and vitality. So they are very special horses that we're able to use in those programs, and I work with schools very closely in ARC and MRDD, and we are one of the preferred breeds for that rehabilitation.
Well, that's great. I had an autistic stepson, and I remember he was pretty much an indoor guy, loved his computer, but I would take him out occasionally to ride and pet on the horses. And I remember one time in particular, I took him out with me to a training barn where I had a horse, and I asked if he wanted to ride, and he said yes. And I said, well, how many times do you want to go around in the round pen? And he said twice. And so by the time that we did it twice, he wanted to go around about 20 more times. And so we did that until my feet wore out, but it was amazing how he had bonded and really enjoyed sitting up there and going around and riding that horse. So it's a great therapy for people of all ages to get involved in that as well. Excuse me.
Gary, you mentioned like the trail riding programs. We have some for registered horses, and then there's also programs for horses that are just, you know, a gated grade horse. So we have different things for, we have different programs for different needs.
Right, right. Going back to our marketing program and our plan, what is the focus primarily on the marketing, Joyce? Are we targeting with specific areas? I mean, I know that we do some equine affairs and horse expositions. How does that work? Is that something that's brought in by members and interested people in the area, or?
Well, sure, and we've got, Gary, we've got one of the only horses, I think, in the world that the different divisions are named by our feet. Now, I thought that was really strange when I came into it, but now I understand, because our horses are born with the natural four-beat gait, but they can be enhanced with different type of shoeing. And what we found out, like, I explained it to somebody once, with the beauty of the whole thing is for them to understand that if your wife wears tennis shoes, she moves one way, but if you put her in one-inch heels, she moves another way, but if you put her in stilettos, yet another. And I've explained to them that our horses have different gifts and different abilities at different levels in the divisions that they can be shown in. And we've expanded so much into the area of the versatility that we have become just phenomenal. Excuse me on my phone. I'm sorry, I should have turned it off. We have just expanded into so many areas because we can go into all breed shows and do very, very well. And the judging has expanded to understand that we are a gated horse and that we are there even with the Quarters and the Morgans and the Arabs and the other horses. So it's been a very good thing as our 4-H kids, which we encourage 4-H programs, we're giving this year special recognition to the top youth of each state. And as we grow and we get into more areas, the areas that we are able to enter, we excel because our horse is so easily able to adapt to the different areas. I would say like Linda, she works and takes youth to shows. We have academy shows. Maybe, Linda, you want to expand on that part a little bit more?
Well, I mean, I'm one of my favorite things now. I used to be a rail person, and that was it. But I've expanded into the versatility program, and whether I have a youth from Michigan that's ridden my horses and has done real well. I mean, you can, in one in Tennessee this year, but, I mean, you can share your horse with wherever you go. So we'll be at the World Versatility Show, and we'll be having different youth riders that aren't even from my barn. You know, we just share because
well,
we have
great.
The horse that we can share with.
I can brag on Linda a minute. Linda, how many times have you won the World Versatility High Point?
I think we're on our third one now.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
we've
been
reserve
a few years, but you know, it's just a horse that you can do lots of different things with, and just whatever you want to do, there's something you can do.
Right. Well, while we're talking about the World Versatility Show, let me mention that that's coming up July the 25th through the 27th at the Miller Coliseum in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and we want to make sure that people put that on their calendar. But, Linda, tell us what we can expect if we go to the World Versatility Show, both as an exhibitor or as a spectator.
Well, for youth, we're going to have different things going on outside just the horse showing. There's going to be other activities they can do, scavenger hunt, and hopefully we're going to see Allison Thorson give us a youth clinic, and there'll be other things happening just besides the horse show, but at the horse show itself, we've got dressage, we've got western dressage, hunter hack, over fences, western riding, raining barrels, poles, obstacle trail, just egg and spoon this year, catalog race, ride a buck. We have got something, and then just your regular rail classes too.
Okay, I've got to ask, what is a ride a buck?
You're going to put a dollar bill under your leg, and you're going to do whatever gates that the judge calls for, and they can move the buck around. You know, it could wind up being at your lower calf or something cruel.
The last
and just,
person,
you know, hanging
up,
on to it.
Right. The last person ending up with it wins.
It's all the bucks.
Right.
All right. Well, that's
ride a
buck.
It doesn't mean like ride a bucking bronco for sure. Good
okay.
question. Communication,
right,
well, two more individuals sharing and understanding the same idea. So it's not riding a bucking horse.
All right. Well, I had to ask that question.
Good question.
The egg and spoon, I guess that's where you have an egg and a spoon.
In a spoon.
And then you're
carry
really,
it.
And you're exhibiting the smooth gait the Tennessee walking horse is known for.
Absolutely. And you may have to have your egg up over your head, so you really want it smooth then.
Oh,
and you may
goodness.
Have to take your feet out of the stirrups, and you may have to canter, and you may. This is where our kids, I'm going to brag on the kids riding walking horses. This is where our kids excel in areas like 4-H, because they go into the same class with trotting horses, and they definitely have an advantage.
Well, I could imagine that if you're having to hold an egg and a spoon over your head on a horse that trots, it could be. It could be a little nerve-wracking to have that happen. One of the things that I noticed this year is that in the reining class, there's a jackpot.
Yeah,
that's
MannaPro too. We yeah. really want to brag on MannaPro.
Yeah, that's a $2,500 reining jackpot, and I noticed I'm actually looking at the program right now. First place in that is $1,250.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. coming too.
Jason Bockert has been influential for us in that with the MannaPro, and he's really been working hard to help that. We get, you have to think, the sponsors, the corporate sponsors, the individual, the class sponsors, the ribbon sponsors, these are all regular people. So we would be delighted to take any corporate sponsors or class sponsors or ribbon sponsors from anyone. All you have to do is contact Tweba, tell them you're interested, and we will sign you up. We would love to have you.
Well, that,
and
that
they would get recognition, too.
Right, right. And those sponsors stay on our website for a whole year. So
absolutely.
It could be, yeah, insurance companies, car dealerships, whoever wants positive promotion through our website, we would be glad to include you.
Well, that's exciting, and I hope that we have some people that will take advantage of that. I know it's a lot of fun. It's been several years since I've been to the Versatility Show, and it's grown since I was at the last one. Actually, I think it was at Tennessee Livestock Center when I was there the last time. So the Miller Coliseum.
Oh, that's been a very, very long time ago.
It has been a long time ago, and I think I was recruited to use a stopwatch to help time the
Well, we've got a real timer now. We're up to them.
Well, that's good. That's good.
The other thing you might want to mention is the Coliseum is air-conditioned, so no matter what the temperature is, you feel very comfortable in there.
Once you get in there, it's great.
Yeah,
right.
it's a great facility, and we look forward to that. So as far as the, Linda, you were talking about some of the activities for the youth that they have, like scavenger hunts and some other things. But this is divided up into three different days. And I think on Thursday they do the dressage in the morning. And
right,
then,
right. Going to start out with dressage, English and Western.
And then at 6 o'clock on Thursday, they'll start having rail classes. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so it
just
gives
about
people
anything, any type of rail class you'd want. There's something in there.
Well, it
there's
looks,
also
it looks.
Then following up on Sunday, it's a kind of a climax to it. We have the futurity. And that includes weanlings all the way up to three-year-olds, and it's under saddle, in hand, and the competition is fierce. And these people have to nominate their horses as weanlings. It is a true futurity. You cannot buy into it. So these people have kind of like, if you want to say, served their time to get to each level where they are. So it's very highly competitive, and they do win cash prizes.
Right. Well, that's the futurity is always a fun show to attend. excuse me. So, and let me mention this while you're talking about the futurity. The World Versatility Show starts on the 25th of July and is 3 days. And then the Breeders' Futurity is on Sunday, the 28th. And then beginning on the 29th through August the 3rd is the 35th annual Grand Championship International Championship Pleasure and Colt Show. So you actually have 10 days of horse activity in one location.
Absolutely. And I'll mention, too, that we've got permission for the international. They're going to go ahead and do the dressage on the morning of the 28th. So we're going to go ahead and be able to do dressage that day for the international, because TWEBA and the Walking Horse Owners Association have done this kind of like a joint effort, because versatility contestants, it's more cost affordable to go when you can participate in both of those events.
Right, right. So that's great. Well, that's 10 days of seeing the Tennessee Walking Horse in a variety of disciplines. And so if you're out of state or out of the country and you want to see Tennessee Walking Horses performing in a different venue that you might have thought of for them, it's a great opportunity to do that. And great hotels and restaurants in Murfreesboro and in the surrounding area. And so it's a great opportunity to come in for 10 days and enjoy the World Versatility Show, as well as the Breeders' Futurity, and then the International Grand Championship Pleasure and Colt Championship. So let me mention to our listeners again, if you'd like to call in, it's 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396. And so we welcome your calls and any questions or comments that you'd like to make. We're happy to have you do that. Let's talk, Linda, just a little bit about the Tennessee Walking Horse Youth. I'm going to pull a Joyce there for a minute. Tennessee Walking Horse.
Say it three times real fast.
Real fast. Tennessee Walking Horse Youth Association Program.
Right.
And who can participate in that? What ages are there? What's the cost to do that? And what type of programs and activities do they have?
Well, it's only $10 to join, and any child 17 and under can join. And, of course, you can look on the website just to get a little bit more idea of the different youth things that are happening. But there's different contests going on. Whether you have a horse or not, you don't have to have a horse in order to participate, and you definitely don't have to have a horse to join. So
right.
There's different programs that we've got going on. They got there's an apprentice certified riding instructor program, creative contest, and I think that deadline is July the 5th. FFA, 4-H, there's a high point program, horsemanship program, scholarship program, and I think the deadline's passed for that for this year. But still, it would be good to look online and see what's required. We've got a scout patch. We've got 4-H trail. We've got a queen contest that will be going on during the World Show. There's a costume contest that is based on photographs that they can just email in, and there's a quarterly contest that they can the youth can enter in for that. So there's just different things, whether you have a horse or not. You can just, you know, become a TWEBA member for just $10 a year and just kind of look at the different contests we have going on.
Okay. Now kids all across the country, and I guess out of the country, can participate in this as well.
International.
And so are there activities that are done? Do they participate through their open shows throughout the country, or how does that work?
Again, it's similar to the Just Say Whoa program, you know, depending on what the need is in their part of the country. You know, like we have different riding instructors throughout the United States and international, and there may be different programs that they want to do with Tennessee Walking Horses, so it can just be adapted to whatever is needed in their area.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Joyce.
On another topic, I just want to intersperse that the new Briarfest horse coming out is going to be Lady C, and that was Cheryl Crow's horse event originally. Sue DeLaurentis has done the training, And I just thought that they'd like to know that we're going to have, and that's a spotted Tennessee walking horse. So there will be a Briar Fest horse or a Briar horse will be on our horse.
Okay. Well, and we didn't talk about this earlier, but let me ask. I know, what is the Briar Horse Festival?
What a good question that is. There is this whole world out there that revolves around the Briar model horse.
Okay.
And it's a huge thing. People come from all over the United States and other countries to celebrate the Briar horse at the horse park in July. And it's really actually all about this Briar model horse. But there's also breed demonstration that show the real live horse that, you know, the Briar model horse is modeled after. So we'll be going there with our Tennessee walking horses to, you know, promote do the breed demo. But, like, there's a girl from California that comes from California to Briarfest, and that's where we met her. But now she goes to the World Versatility Show to watch Revelation, one of our horses, perform. So different people fall in love with your horses at Briarfest. And one little boy was rubbing on our horse one day, and he felt over, and he said, "She's warm." And I said, "Yeah, she is."
She's not plastic or resin, huh?
No. So it's really cool. And we had, I don't know if you've heard of the Saddle Club Girls. It used to be it was a TV show there for a while from, I guess it was Australia or something on PBS or whatever, and those Saddle Club Girls were at Briarfest one year being celebrated, and they rode our Tennessee walking horses. So
you just never know
who you're going to meet.
Yeah, now that's at the Kentucky Horse Park in
Kentucky
Lexington.
Horse Park, yeah, the week before the World Versatility Show.
Okay, July 19th through 21st, I think you said
right,
earlier.
We'll be doing presentations the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Okay. All right. Now, at Briarfest, do they have the different models of horses? And I think
my goodness. You wouldn't. You have to go to experience Briarfest. People wait in long lines to get certain models of the Briar horse. Some people have a house that's humidified just right for 1,000 of these Briar model horses.
My goodness.
Is it
like a display and then maybe a trade
show? It's a festival. It's a festival of the, you get people from all over the United States, and, you know, some of them may really, really, really love horses, but they can't afford their own, so they express their love through having these model horses, and they love having them. Like, we have Jared Carrier that had one of the Briar model horses, and they would stand in line for him to sign the horse that he had. So,
right.
You know, it's just a really cool place to go, and it's very kid-friendly, but the adults like it too, so
yeah.
It's one of the most fun things we do as far as promoting our horses.
Well,
that's just all about fun.
Hey, can we talk just a minute about National Trails Day that we just had June 1st?
Yes, please do.
The downloadable certificates, if you rode on that day, are available at TWEMA. But the special event that went on in Tennessee that day was at Shady Creek Farm. It was a kids' day. Bill Reed for special needs. Allison Thorson did a clinic for the kids that day. And it was English pleasure, Western pleasure, park pleasure, and showing the difference with the trail pleasure and park pleasure. Again, the Thorsons have a new facility down there in Murfreesboro. And Ranger T. Walker was there with Ernie Brubaker with Bracelets and Books. And Linda, I'd like to have you speak to that just a little bit about you and Shelby and Revelation and Larry.
Well, we were there. I mean, Shelby Finch is one of our youth riders, and she came to help out. She has a program through her church that she needs to do community service hours anyway. And, of course, she would have done it whether she got credit for anything anyway, but anyway, we rode kids around, kind of like the Genius Day thing, but the big deal was that the special needs kids, two of them that were presented, one of them was like a pound and a half at birth, that she would get confused between her numbers 2 and 3 when she started with Bill Reed. And the other day when she went around barrels, she would count as she walked on the ground and then she rode them. She got up like to 46 or 47. So little things like that is what really makes you think, oh, that's why I'm still in this.
Yeah, well, it's all about the kids and the big kids too.
Right.
We're
enjoying
the horses.
We're so blessed, you know. We need to share our blessings and kind of go from that angle instead of some of the negativity around in this whole world.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many kids and folks showed up for that event over at Bill's?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that because I was just one of the ones showing up with a horse. I wasn't in charge of the program. So
Gotcha.
I'm not. I wasn't in charge on that one. I just got to go and have fun and eat their free food.
Well, that's always a good thing. That is
always
a good
thing. Yeah, food helps.
Hey, Gary, I do want to say a special thank you to you from the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association for letting Ernie and Linda and myself come today and share with the listeners. I understand you're over 13,000 listeners. You're to be commended for this. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And I think that you need to be commended because you're also a part of my marketing committee.
You survived it.
Gosh. Well, I appreciate that. You know, we have a great breed of horse, and they've always been a special part of my family's life and my life. And so we want to make people aware of the different things that they can do with their walking horse. And we've had everything from Tracy with her extreme cowboy.
Extreme cowboy.
And Marty Luffman with his cowboy-managed shooting, and Keith Keebler with his endurance riding. And next week, we're real excited. We have a young lady that's going to join us that started a group on Facebook called Horse Trails and Camping Across America. And Shannon's going to join us next week. They've got over 5,000 members now. And
you'll have that on your website, too?
That'll be on the website. That's right. And she'll be our guest on the show next week. But they just did a survey last week that I saw, and over half of the horses are gated horses, and a large majority of those are Tennessee walking horses and spotted saddle horses. And so, you know, the Tennessee walking horse is really the preferred breed by many people to do trail riding. And I think most of the folks that are enjoying their horses today are doing it for recreation. And so we just try to point those things.
And trail riding is expanding. I mean, it's expanding by leaps and bounds. People love it.
Well, they do. And they want nice horses to ride, and they spend a lot of money on the upkeep of their horse and the rigs.
And their trailers.
Their trailers and they're traveling, and so tune into that show. It ought to be really interesting, and it's a great group. It's very positive, and a lot of great photographs and a lot of good information. But it was interesting to find that from that survey, at least half of the horses from the people that responded were gated horses, and a large majority of the walking horses. And many of the comments were they'd started with one breed, and as they got older, they needed something that was easier on the back and the legs, and so they found the walking horse and loved it. Listen, I appreciate very much you ladies taking your time to be with us on the program today. I hope we've given our listeners some good information and made some folks aware of some programs that are available for the young folks as well as the older folks to get involved in. A lot of great activities that are coming up here in the next month. And
thank you for having us, for sure.
Well, you're very welcome. And Joyce, I know you gave up a family event, so I hope that didn't get you in too much trouble.
I'm going to call and see if I can catch up. You might want to just quickly, Gary, mention the family memberships, the grace period, you know, for TWEBA.
Yeah, well, we do want to point that out, and let's just go ahead and do that right now. If you have a walking horse that has never been registered or transferred, from now until July the 1st, and July the 1st will be here very soon, you're able to register or transfer your horse without any late fees or penalties. And so it's a great opportunity to be able to do that, take pride in the ownership of your horse. I know I've had several people that have contacted me and that have had questions about my horse wasn't transferred or registered when I bought it, and I really would like to do that. So take advantage of that opportunity. And we also have a program that's called a Diligent Breeders Program right now. So if you're raising foals, we appreciate you registering your colts, and you have discounts that are available after the first registration that provide a significant savings for you. So you can do that between now and July the 1st, and we want to encourage you to take advantage of that. And then we do have a new family membership that was introduced a few months ago. And so all of the members of the family become members of the Breeders Association for just $100. And so that's a great discount and opportunity for folks to be able to do that. So support your association. The Breeders Association works hard to promote the Tennessee walking horse, both here in this country and internationally. And it's a great breed, but we need support from folks to help get that done. So, again, thank you, ladies, so much for joining us on the show today. Looking at my notes, there's one thing that I do want to mention. We are a big horse family, and there are folks sometimes that are in need. And June the 29th, at the beautiful Milky Way Farms in Pulaski, Tennessee, there's a benefit for a young man named Jeremy Williams. And Jeremy was injured back in May during a horse show, and his medical expenses had been pretty extensive. And so they're going to have, I guess you ladies know this, we're racing our Tennessee walking horses now. Yep. And so there will be horse races for the Tennessee walking horses and then a country boy show. And I understand there's going to be barbecue and bluegrass music. So it should be a great time on June the 29th at the Milky Way Farms in Pulaski, Tennessee. And all proceeds from that will benefit Jeremy Williams for his medical expenses, a young man that he and his family could use the support. So, again, thank you, ladies, for joining us so much for the show and taking your time to do that and share information with us and with our listeners. Join us next week on Equestrian Legacy Radio at noon Central Standard Time. And remember that if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride. Thanks so much for listening.